No, I was born in one house, and we lived there for about, oh my goodness, probably 2.5, 3 years, which I don't remember very well because I was a little small. But when my brother was born, they thought that they could keep the house for a little while and let him sleep in my parents' bedroom, and I had my own bedroom. And then, you know, maybe when he was little, they'd move him in with me, and then they could afford to get another house because they really didn't think they could afford a new house yet. And they had him home for, about a week, and he cried a lot. And they thought, we need a bigger house. We need to put this kid somewhere else. So we went. They went house shopping. I think like it took them like less than a month to decide on the new house we were going to get. It was still being built actually when we picked it out, and it was like a new house we moved into instead of someone else's house. And then I lived in that house on Blossom Drive, which I remember for some reason. And it was actually right down the street from my elementary school there. So I theoretically could have walked to elementary school, but it was uphill, so I didn't really want to. So I used to make my mom drive me anyway. And it backed up to a main road so that we could go down, and it was an Italian area too, generally. And so we could go down there in the morning and pick up our lunches for school, and we used to get little like pizzas from down the street and stuff. So it was an interesting little area because it was in a neighborhood and right next to a school, but also right next to a main road with like commerce and things like that on it.
And you've lived in the same place in Roswell?
Yes.
Since you've moved there?
We stayed in the same house since we got here, though my parents keep talking about wanting to get a new one.
You've told me a little bit about families. Can you tell me about your family history, about where your father comes from and your father's father and your father's mother?
On my dad's side, there's strictly Italian. I don't know much about my father's history. He died. My grandfather died when I was really, really young. I don't remember him at all. And he had been divorced from my father's mother, so we weren't very, like, that side of the family wasn't as close. So, but I know it was Italian, and his family came over from Italy. I don't know, I think it was Sicily, but I'm not sure of the exact area. And then my father's grandmother came over from Italy, I know, when she was 4 years old, from Sicily too. Same area, generally, and then they met when they came over here to get married, things like that. And so that family's all Italian, and came to, I think, Boston first, and then but went right down to Rhode Island and Providence through Boston. And then when my father was a child, he actually didn't live in the continental United States. He lived for, I think, 10 or 15 years of his life in St. Croix, in the Virgin Islands, because his father was a contractor. So he was developing the whole island at the time. So they lived down there. So he had a kind of different upbringing, I guess, than a lot of people, because he lived on a beach, and it wasn't, you know, like an American beach in the same way as they are here. On my mother's side, my mother's mother is from Russian descent. So my mother's grandmother came over from Russia. She was her only child in her family, actually, that made it over before the Holocaust, the only person they could afford to send. So the rest of that family died over there. And then my mother's father's family is from Poland, and I think a couple more people made it over from that side, but also the rest of that side of the family died in the Holocaust overseas, or we lost contact with them, and they may have, you know, the children may have survived, but we don't know because their names may have been changed or something like that, so mm-hmm. We don't have any contact with anyone from that side of the family anymore. And so they both moved again in through Boston, and a lot of them, they lived in Boston a little longer, I think, than my father's family did before they moved to Rhode Island. And then my parents met in Rhode Island they went to the same high school. They didn't meet in high school, but there's like two high schools in Cranston, so it was pretty much, you know, they didn't really get to go anywhere else. And then they met in college, and my dad was at the University of Rhode Island, and my mom was at what they called REJECT, which is Rhode Island Junior College, which has changed its name since to Community College of Rhode Island, but so you should call it REJECT. And they met at a party, at a disco. It was the 70s. They met at a disco club. My dad was, I think, wearing a leisure suit, and my mother, I think, I don't know if she was wearing them, but she did own the shoes that had the goldfish in the bottom, the water and everything. It was kind of cool.
I remember those days. I owned one leisure suit, but not more than that, I have to say.